Okay, Julian, you are involved in the struggle of refugees here in Berlin. Can you explain us a little how you arrived to take part in these struggles?
Why I'm here is that when I have problem in my country, Nigeria, so to save my life, I went to Libya because we are fighting to get our independence back, Biafra. So when Nigeria government tried to arrest the member of MAZOP and put them in jail without judgment, so that's why I leave my country to Libya. When I was in Libya, I get a job, I work, good life, everything very easy. Even nobody that in Libya that say that he paying light bill or pay water bill. Some stay in Libya, no pay house rent, you know. So when Western people come and they put problem in Libya, then many people refuse to come Europe because they have opportunity to come because of they have way to get their work and money, so they don't want to lose the chance because they know that in Europe is not easy. So when the problem is too much in Libya, they try to kill Gaddafi, kill many people in Libya. So that's why we are here in Europe. So fortunately, when we get in Italy, Italian government rescue us in the sea. Because from Libya to Italy is 18 hours by boat. So when we enter Lampedusa, they rescue us, give us everything, towel. So we stay in Lampedusa 2 days before they take us to our destination. So when they share everybody to our destination, we go interview why we are here, this, that. So them give some people paper, give some people negative, some positive. So when they give me my first paper, it's 1 year. They say that my story is good to give 5 years, but I forged it in the computer. I say, man, I didn't forge my story in the computer. People that forge their story don't have any good answer to give. You people give them good paper, but we that tell you people truth, you people give us bad paper. So I wonder why. Then say, okay, if I know that my story is true, I will come and put appeal. Then give me 2 weeks to come and put appeal. So I go put appeal. When I put appeal, they said they will do the investigation. I say, yes, I give you people 100% to do the investigation. So if it is lie, then I will deport back to Africa. I say, yes, I will sign. So them start to do the investigation. They ask me all my documents, everything I give them. They see all my documents. So they ask me, okay, I have problem in my country. Why I have a passport? I say, man, Africa is not Europe. In Africa, a person can have two passports at a time. But my own, I have passport to leave Nigeria from border to Libya, you know. So they say, okay, now, even I have two passports, it's supposed to be the same name. But if a different name, I'm a criminal. But see, all my document is the same, all these things. So when they bring my passport, they see everything. Them say, okay, there's no problem. They start the investigation. Then do the investigation in Nigeria 1 year. So that 1 year, then give me, then call me back, congratulate me, then give me another paper, political asylum. So then collect the ministerial documents then give me. So I get job in Italy. I work in Italy because of the situation of a crisis in Italy. That's why I decide to come here, German. So when I come here, German, I see myself in Orania Plaza. So we are in Orania Plaza, try to do things right to get permit to work here. They say that Dutch government say the Italian documents cannot work here. We ask them, okay, Italian documents cannot work here. Italy, they are not among of European family. As Italy is a European family, their documents, we work here. They say, no, we will go back to Italy, this, that. We say, okay, no problem. We start to fight the hustling. So they make an agreement with us. We not know that the agreement they make with us is fake agreements. When they pick some people by the, our back, because when we go the meeting with the Senate, when the Senate talk what we talk, we disagree. She talk another one, we disagree. So the people that agree, them buy them from back, pick them, go give them some money or whatever. So they make the agreement to leave there. Then say that then we see everybody documents, then give a hostel to stay, give people permit to work here. So they say 6 months for the hostel. After the 6 months, then go, then we renew the contract. So when we get there, 4 months to 5 months, they started to give everybody letter to come and slander builder. Some refused to go, some went there. They asked all the documents, this, so some, they sent some back to Italy. Then when the process of the slander builder, I have a job. They say that if I want to work, I will get permits from slander builder. So I went to slander builder. When I went there, they look my documents. They asked me all the documents, even my baptism certificate, everything, paper I take work in Italy. So they see everything. They ask me, are you electrician? I say, yes. They see every all the documents. Then say, okay, now. Then we send me to city that is very industrial. I ask them why. They say, because here Berlin is full, and here Berlin, they are not paying well. I say, okay, if that should be the case, I will like it. But I like the place that if I went, under 1 week, I get a job, because I don't want to depend on the social. I'm a family man. I don't want to depend on social. So then say, okay, then give me appointment 1 month. Before the 1 month, I receive letter to travel to Munich. So then write it in Dutch. I give people that will translate it to me in English. When they translate it to me in English, they say that we are three people from the house, then send back to the Munich. So when they say it's a camp for asylum, the remaining two people refuse to go. I say, no, man, I will go. I didn't commit any crime. I will go there and take my eyes. I cannot stay here and say that place is good or it's not good, blah, blah, blah. So I went there. When I went there, they asked me, is it first time I'm here? I say, yes. They say, I want to take asylum. I say, no. See the program, me and the Auslander Builder in Berlin. They say, but the Auslander Builder in Berlin, they don't have right to send me here. So far, I didn't sign asylum. So they say they cannot allow me to stay there because the time I went there is during weekend time. So they say that, okay, I will write my name. They take me a picture. So I will stay there Monday. I will see the boss there. So I do that. On Monday, I tell the boss to tell the Berlin people that I'm here, see what they are trying to do, but I can't do that. So they are forcing me to take asylum. I say, man, it's against the law to take asylum two times. Only once we take asylum. Why you people are know the law and try to break the law? So then say, no, they cannot give me the working permit unless I take asylum. They'll give me, then give me offer, give me house, give me working permit. I say, man, so far I have two legs, two hands, and I hate to work. I don't need the social. That social you give me, take it and give people that don't have agility to work. I want to work. Because of job, I come here. I don't come here because of social. Because if I need social, I will remain in Italy, taking social in Italy. So then say, no, they can't do that, blah, blah, blah. So when they collect my document, they say they will do it a photocopy, and they give me the photocopy, hold the original. I say, no. They ask me why. I say yes, because you don't have right to hold this document more than 30 minutes because it's another country passport document. If it's a Dutch document, you have right to collect it at any time. But secondly, I don't commit any crime. If I commit crime, you have right to hold the document, but I didn't commit any crime. If you refuse to give me the document, I will call Italian authority. Then you tell them why you hold the document. I don't want to take the asylum. So when they say, okay, now they give me paper to sign, I say, man, I cannot sign the paper. I don't know what you read this in. Print it out in English so that I will understand it. So they have to translate it for me. I sign the document, the paper, collect my document. Then say, then give me 3 months to stay here as a tourist. After 3 months, I go back to Italy. I say, okay, there's no problem. So I collect the paper. When I come here to Berlin, I went to immigration office. So I meet them, ask them, see the why I'm here. I'm a member of Oranien Plaza. See how these people send me to Munich to take asylum. But why you people know the law and try to break the law? So they ask me, who do that? I say, Auslander builder. They say, they didn't away for that. But why then we do that? I say, I don't know. They ask me my document. I say, I collect my document. They say, which type of status I have? I tell them, political asylum. And I cannot take the asylum 2 times. And I don't want to their social. If I need their social, they cannot tell me to go and take another asylum. So the immigration officers tell me that what I will do, that if I get the contract paper, I will go take the contract paper, go back to Italy, and then apply working visa. But when they want to employ me for job, okay, give me the contract paper. Let me take it and go back to Italy and collect the working visa. Then say, no, I will bring paper from Auslander Builder, working permit, before they will give me the job. Go Auslander Builder. Then say, no, you go, you know, it's too complicated, man. Then try to confuse everybody here in Berlin. You see, so that that's why we are trying to struggle, bring changes in refugees, because why? If you go Auslander Builder, imagine, they ask you, why are you here? But them know why we are here. When they enter Africa, Africa cannot ask them why are they in Africa. Africa will give them whatever they need. Give them shelter, driver, security, everything. But we are here to work, they refuse. They say, you don't have right to work, blah, blah, you know? So that's the problem we are facing here. But I'm proud that I'm from Africa, because if I'm not Africa, you know, I don't know how I will say that. I thank God today because I'm still alive. See what these Western people are doing in Africa. You know, when they come Africa, bring the problem in Africa, selling their arms to Africa to kill themselves. So when we are come here, they think that it's because of economic crisis or because of we are not living good house in Africa or something like that. No, it's because of the war they are creating in Africa. That's why we are here. And them know, if they don't want us here, let them bring peace in Africa. We go down to Africa back. But if they refuse to bring peace in Africa back, every day by day, people are coming here in Europe. So that's the problem. Imagine when they say, okay, before I went to many offices, they'll say, if you want a German document, you have to marry a German woman or pregnant German woman. Okay, I ask them, man, how can I marry a woman without a job? Even as I am today, any man that wants to marry my sister, I will ask the man, what's your job? Are you get job? If the man doesn't have job, I cannot grant my sister to marry him. You see, so that's the problem we Africa are facing here. But let Europe bear it in mind. that what they are doing in Africa is too bad, very, very bad, very, very bad. Let them bring peace back in Africa, because when they check 1970s, 80s to 90s, no immigrants in Europe here. But as from 2004, 2005, when they bring problem, creating war in Africa, people are coming here in Europe to save their life. But when we are here, they are asking us why we are here. They don't have right to ask us why we are here. Everybody are equal, everybody are the same. Even God that created us doesn't ask us why we are here. Talk less of human being, we ask us why we are in this planet. We say we are illegal, we are this, we are that. We don't have right to do this, we don't have right to do that. But when we are, when they are go down to Africa, then get the best job in Africa and receive high salary than citizen in Africa. So I thank you all.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.